Okay, today's Daf Gimel in Pesachim. We are on Beis Amud Beis, like the last three lines. We're discussing the apparent, I say apparent because we'll change it, the apparent machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda and how to interpret the first word of our Mishnah, which says, Or la'arvasa. What does or mean? Right, so Rav Huna said, what we seem to say, or means day, and Rav Yehuda said that or means night. My question is, if this or means night, why does it say or? Why does it use Laila? Ravid says the reason why we say or is because it is a halachic implication that or it's supposed to be a little bit light outside and we should be checking as early as we can as the nightfall comes, so maybe when there's a little bit of light still outside. Machlokas that we pass on like that. But we're continuing to ask questions back and forth on each shita. We brought, and yesterday we had 8 rayas and many were rejected. Now we're going to have a few more rayas to Rabbi Yehuda that or means Laila. Mesve Marzutra. They asked a question on Marzutra. Or in other gersos, it's Tashma for Rabbi Yehuda. Same thing. So Meisvei Marzutra, Hamapeles Or L'Shmonim VeEchad Beisham Epochim Mikorban Obeis Hillel Mechayvin. Okay. So what's the case? Look at Rashi. Rashi says the case is increases Perakam. The first person increases. We know the idea with the Yoledes, a woman who gives birth. So for boy, first 7 days it's Tameya. Right. Then she has 33 days of Dmei Tahora. For a girl, if she gives birth to a girl, it's double. 14 days of Dmei Tameya, then 66 days of Dmei Tahora. So, and at the end of her Tahara process, she brings a carbon. What happens if before she has, the time comes for her to bring her carbon, this can only happen if she gave birth to a girl, she gets pregnant and loses the baby and miscarries before day 80 or 81. She has to bring a carbon for that also. Can she bring the same carbon for both instances, or does she have to bring two carbonos? So it depends. If she was already mechayev as the carbon for the first birth, meaning it's after day 81, we'll see, then she already has a chiyuv carbon. The next miscarriage has to bring its own carbon. If she miscarriages before the obligation for a carbon for her first baby falls upon her, then she can bring one for both instances. Zvi Rashi. The Kaimalon, Zos Torah Hayoledes, Milamed teaches us should mevi a korban echad of lotus harbe. Possibility that she could bring one korban for many births. Yochel should tevi aleda shalifnei milos baleda shalachul lemeos korban echad. Maybe she could bring one korban for fnei milos, which means before the 81 and after milos after the 81. Right? Milo yoser tamalom rezos sheim yolda laachar milos. If she gave birth after milos, we're going shetavla latos shuayim shal nekeva. She went to mikvah after the 2 weeks after she gave birth to a nekeva. Vinis arba v'epila, and she had bia, and she became pregnant, and she miscarried. Im toch melos epila neteres b'korban echad. If she miscarried before the 80 days are up, then she brings one korban. V'im la'achr melos epila, and if after the 80 days are up, kvar neschayeves b'korban arishon akodom leida shniya, she was obligated in the first korban before the completion of the, before she had the birth of the second birth. So then she can't bring korban now because she's tamei again. So at the end of the melos of the second birth, she brings two korbanos. Now the question is here: in hipila lel shekinisa shmonim ve'echad, she miscarried the night. Well, we'll see what is the or of day 81, meaning the night she finished the 80 days, but she can't bring a korban because you're going to bring a korban in the morning, the next morning. So, right, so she appealed a lel shekinisa one of echad. Shekvar aver melos shela. She's already past the 80 days. Avaladayin ain't a ru'i lavas carbon. She still can't bring the carbon. She ain't carbon nishchat balayim. The carbon is not brought at night. So Beishamai says paturim carbon. She's putter from the carbon. Why? Because she's already past the 80 days. And Beis Hillel mechayiv. So she can bring one carbon. Right? She hasn't reached the point where she could have brought the first carbon. So she can bring the second. She can bring one carbon can count for two. Beis Hillel mechayiv. Beis Hillel says no. She has to bring two carbonos because she finished the 80 days. She's already now starting the second count. So Amar Lahem Beis Hillel Beisham. Beis Hillel says Beisham. Maishna. Why is or shmonim echad different from yom shmonim echad? There's a proof right away. Why is the or the night of 81 right different than the day of the 81 right? The night of the 81 right? Im shiva lo leituma lo yishva lo lekarbon. If she's not, if it's the same din applies to tuma, it should apply to the carbon, right? She has to bring the carbon, so she's not tahor yet, so she has to bring the separate carbon also, because she hasn't. Im shiva Rabbi Zil Machaim Steker Bonus. Maishna Rosh says, Halo Temodim Lam Shim Lohi Pila Lai, the Pila Machar Shechayeves. If she would miscarry tomorrow, she would be Chayev. Afkish Pila Orshmanim, that is Chayev. So you look hold over his mama Yom Lashavim. The day and night should be the same. Should be the same din. So Bishamai says, no, the difference is, Martosis points out, Bishamai answers them, Bishil ends up, point for us being, is that Bishil responds to Bishamai, they say, why is Or different than the Yom? Or meaning Laila. So you see proof that Or means Laila. Right? See that Or means the night, who? Shmamina. Another proof that Or means the night. Next, Mesvei. They ask another question. When it comes to Karbonas, so you had this whole run through different areas of Shas just to figure out what the word Or means. Right? Mesvei, they asked, in Karbonos, most Karbonos, you have, when you Karbon can be eaten, you have the day that it was shechted and the night. When it comes to Shlomim, you have the day, the night, and the day. So Gemara asks, why don't you have the second night after the Shlomim? Just like you have the night after day one for a regular Karbon, you should have the night after day two for the Shlomim. So that would be parallel. Right? So Gemara says, so Mesvei, Yochliya Nechal Or L'Shlishi. You would think that the shlomim should be in for the Or of the Shlishi, right? Dinu, and it's Kavachomer, or it's a Binyanav. Zvachim nechalim liyom echad, most Karbanos are in for one day. Ushlomim nechalim lishne yomim, and shlomim can be in for 2 days. Ma'ala halo, just what the Karban told, in other Karbanos, it's Laila achar yom, you get the night after the day. Afkan, Laila achar yom. So to here, you should get the night after day. With the shlomim, you should get the night after day too. Tamad omar, biyom zivchachem niyachel umimacharos, which says mimacharos, that just means the next day. It doesn't mean the next night. But it's written the next day and not or. Again, there's the proof, not at night. Or means the night. Right? Yachal yisarev, so maybe you should burn it right away at night. Why do you have to wait till the next morning to burn the nosar of the shlamim? Right? Yachal yisarev miyad, but dindu, and it should be the din. Zvachim neachalim yom echad. Yom v'layla echad, they're eating for one day and the night. Ushlamin echal mishne yom v'layla echad. And shlamin are eating for 2 days and one night. Mala halon, by let's say the other korbanos, a korban pesach, for example, tekef la'achila srefa, right after the zman achila is over, you burn it. So afkan, you should say by the korban shlamin, tekef la'achila srefa, it should be burnt right after the zman achila is over, which would mean that second night, you should have burnt it right away. Talmud lomar, the pasuk says, Vanosim Basar Zevach, Beyom HaShlishi Va'ishisarif. The Zayas HaKasim, but the Shlomim have to wait till day three, the third day, that's when you burn it. We don't burn it at night. But, Midika Amar Ye Nechal Or L'Shlishi. We said it should be eaten Or L'Shlishi, which is the Kavan of the Bright Mishnah there is clear. The Bright is clear. Or L'Shlishi means the night of day three. You have day one, night one, day two, night two. Or is night two, right? Alma Or Ortahu. Or must mean the light, the night, the nighttime. Shmamina, you see that, that's the proof. Another proof, Tashma. It's interesting here, it uses the words Tashma. The other times it says Mesvei. So when the switch way, Tashma means a proof, and Mesvei is a Kasha. So, I mean, it's just flip sides of the same coin. If it's a Kasha on one sheet, it's a proof to the other sheet. But Tashma, so let's bring a Raya again, that Or means night. Or Shel Yom HaKippurim. The Or of Yom Kippurim, which is, we know it's going to be night, so to the nighttime of Yom Kippur, Mispalel Sheva, you daven seven Brachos, Misvade, and you say Vidoy. That's talking about Mayrif. Shachris, in the morning of Shachris, Pal Shev, Misvade, you put Nav seven and seven Brachos, and you say Vidoy. Musa, Pal Shev, Misvade, Musa also. Mincha, Pal Shev, Misvade, Uba Arvis, says Mayrif, Motu Yom Kippur, Uba Arvis, Mispalam, Ainshmon Esrei, like I feel Sabinedu. A short one, I guess because you want to get out of there. So it's a short, you say Nav a short Shmon Esrei, we don't do that. Rabbi Chinam ben Gamliel, Mishavosav, Mispalas Shmonas on Shlemos, you say 18 full brachos, right? Mipnei Shitzarech Lomer Havdal, Bechon and Das. You have to say Havdalah, so you have to say Chon and Das. Once you have to say Havdalah, you have to say Chon and Das, once you say Chon and Das, you say all the brachos. So therefore, that's what he says. But Alma or Ortahu, but here, just look at the lineup. The lineup was Or, right? We said Or, what was it? Or Shel Yom Kippurim. Or Shel Yom Kippurim is the night of Yom Kippur. It's the night when you start davening, right? So therefore, you see that Shema Minah, it's Or means Laila. Again, Tashma, the Tani Debei Rabbi Shmuel, right, the Brisa in the Brisa of Shmuel. So here this is a Brisa that's coming to support our Mishnah. So, and it's going to prove that Or means night. So why don't we just bring this Brisa to begin with? Okay, so Tashma, the Tani Debei Shmuel, Lele Arbaasar. It doesn't say Or Arbaasar. It says Lele Arbaasar, which is clear indication. We're talking about the night of the 14th. Lele Arbaasar, Bokin Sechametz L'Or Aner. You check for the Chametz with the candlelight. Alma or Ortahu. So Or means Orta. So you see, right? Why'd you bring it right away? What's your question? It says Lele. Sorry?
How's that
proof? Because the... It says Lele.
You could have a price that says something different.
You could. You could.
So
you,
why is that proof?
You could. Okay, here. I'm thinking that. Here. I guess maybe they knew that this Brisa was explicating our Mishnah as opposed to not arguing. Both name is a chavis or an air. Alma or, because it says or abasar, means orta. Okay, Ella, so rather, so the Gemara says, okay, you have all these proofs that or means night. So what was Rav Huna saying? So Gemara says, well, you misinterpreted Rav Huna. Rav Huna also saying or means night. Ella, bein Rav Huna, bein Rav Yehuda, both according to Rav Yehuda and according to Rav Huna, or in our Mishnah means night. The kuli alma or ortahu, below pligi, and they're not arguing about when you have the bedikas chametz. Mar ki asrei, umar ki asrei. It's just they have different languages, different dialects of how they said it in their place, right? Ba'asri de Rav Huna, in the place of Rav Huna, karu nagi. They called light nagi. Ba'asri de Rav Yehuda, karu lele. They called night lele. So when Rav Huna said nagi, and Rav Yehuda said lele, they were saying the same thing. So you get all this whole blot and a half to get to the point where there's no machlokas, and they everyone holds that or here means or means the night. V'tana didan, my time eloka tana lele. Okay. But why didn't they say lele? You have a perfectly good word that has no misinterpretations. Lele, say the night of. So the Gemara goes into a thing. Lishma alyo. Nah, lishma alyo de naka. It's cleaner, nicer language to say or. Or means bright, it's pretty, it's not lele, which is dark and scary. They said or. It's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, right? Rashi says, my time otani lele. It's like 5 lines where they're wide. He says, "Ketan de Shmuel u'mashan." Right? Why does our Mishnah not say "Leili"? The Brisa said "Leili." Right? Right? We just quoted that Brisa of Shmuel that said "Leili." So he says, "No, mashan elishnam ali kavod hinder." You want to say better, nicer language? She mitzvah v'derech naki hadas l'sapir v'loshen nakiya. It's better to speak nicely. He says, like the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, la'olam al yotzi adam davar magun bepiv. A person should never let something not appropriate leave his mouth. Shari akam akaso shmona osios. The Torah added 8 letters below hotzi davar magun bepiv in order not to bring out something davar magun bepiv, because it says in Noach, it says min habehema hataora u'min habehema asher einenu taora. It could have just said behema temeya. It says asher einenu taora. So Asher Einan Torah is 8 letters more than Timea. So that's why, so you see the Torah is very careful. Either Torah says Timea other places. We'll see Timea and Torah have the same amount of letters. So if you can say it in the same way, and it's the same amount of letters, then you also have to say, you also have to be very careful to say Lashon Meduktok. You have to say the right, but if you have the choice, try to say Einu Maguna. Papa Amar Teisha, it's 9, there's a place where the Torah where it says, adds 9 letters. Shenemar, because that's by Baal Keri, it says, Ki yeh b'cha ish asher lo yeh tahor mikre laila. Right, b'etzom ha'chutzom ha'chaneh. So again, it could have said Tameh, which is 3 letters, it says asher lo yeh tahor, which is 9 letters more. Ravina Amar Eser, there's a place where you can add, it's 10 letters more, because it could, the word vav did tahor, because tahor could have been written chaser. Right, so therefore, it's mole, so it's another letter. Rav Acha, Rav Yaakov, Amar, Sheshesrei. There's a place where there's 16 letters were added. Shekein Ne'amar. So this pasuk says, I think this is where David didn't come to the Suda, the Rosh Chodesh meal of Shaul HaMelech. And Shaul assumed that the reason why he didn't come is because David became Tamei. So he says, Shenemar ki Amar Mikrehu, Bilti Tahor Hu Lo Tahor. So he says, he doesn't say Mikra Tamehu. He says this whole thing of Bilti Tahor Hu Kilo Tahor, apparently that's 16 letters extra. So you see that they add, go out of its way to say, sometimes to say something in Lashon Nakiya. So to hear, same thing with or. We say or instead of Laila. I would say Laila elsewhere. I guess if you can figure it out and it can work, then you say the Lashon Nakiya. Tani Debe Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, Lo'olam Yisaper Adam Lashon Nakiya. You should always speak Lashon Nakiya, clean language. Right? What comes out of your mouth indicates what goes on inside your body. You're just taking out what's inside. So you have to be careful. If you're going to say Davar Maguna, that's a reflection of who you are. So you have to be very careful how you speak. When it comes to the Zav, right, so you have the Zav and the Zava, male and the female. Bizav, and they both have Tumah. Bizav Karu Merkav, and he's riding. It says Kol Merkav Asher Yirkav Alav Azav Yitma, that he's riding. Riding is one leg on either side of the horse. It's, you know, spread out. Be'isha karu moshav. But by the woman, it doesn't say merkav, because that's not tznius to have both legs on either side. It's moshav. She's just sitting, right? It's like side saddle. Like, so she's sitting, right? So the omer, and the pasuk says in Iyov, v'tivcher lashon arumim, it speaks lashon chachamim, arumim can either be naked or can be shrewd or smart. So lashon arumim. The omer also says, v'das vasai barur melelo. Right, so it says barur, I guess, is lashon clear and clean, like it's clean. So that's how you used to speak. So my v'omer. So why does it have to say v'omer? We already had the pasuk from Merkav, and why did the Beir Shmuel bring three pasukim? So kitaim, you might say hanyim that you have to speak in lashon nekiyah. That might be b'deoraisa. That's only if the Torah has to speak that way. Therefore, it says lashon nekiyah. Avav b'derabanan by divrei chachamim, you wouldn't have to. So therefore, tashma v'omer v'tivkar lashon arumim. Maybe that's only if you're talking about words of the Rabbanon, but if you're just talking about stam conversation, you wouldn't have to. Talmud Omer, therefore the Pasuk says, the Omer, the Das Vasai Bar Milo. Every divor that you speak has to be clean, has to be clear. Okay. The Gemara that says, okay, Gemara asks, now you're telling me that the Torah is speaking Lashon Nekiyah, because when it comes to the woman, it says Moshav, it doesn't say Merkav. Okay, Merkav is riding saddle, and Moshav is riding side saddle, which is more tzanua. Merkav, but it doesn't say by a woman Merkav. Vaksiv, talking about, you know, recent parshios, when Rivka left her father's house, and she comes to Eliezer to marry to Yitzhak, it says, Vatakam Rivka v'narasea v'tirkavna ala gamalim. They were riding on the gamalim. That's riding, not sitting. So you see that they do say, Lashon not Nikia, when it comes to the woman. It says that she was terkavna. Mara says, no, hasam there, we shouldn't be a susa de gemalim orchahi. Riding on a camel is scary. It is. Camels are really high. You have to go to Eretz Bereishit or one of these places and ride on a camel on the side. It's scary. So because of this, it's scary. So therefore, the safety concern against here overrode the tznius concern to a certain degree. And therefore, the Torah says vatir kavna instead of the word of toshav. The haksiv. What about in this following case? It says, when Moshe was coming back from Midian with Zipporah and his sons coming back to Mitzrayim, it says, Vayikach Moshe es ishto, ve'es banav, vayarkivim ala chamor. And he was rochev them on a chamor. Chamor is not a camel. Chamor is not scary. It's very low. It's not high. And it still says, vayarkivim, including Zipporah. That's the woman who's being very rochev. And Moshe says, no, there's easy answer. Hasam ishim banav. Well, it mentions the males, which are Zucharim. So just lump them all in together. Right? Hasam ishim banav orchahu. They do rechiva, so they just mention the males. They didn't mention anything about the woman. Okay, the Gemara then says, okay, what about the following case? This is in Tanakh. What?
They were babies. We know at least one of
them was a baby. What? Well, one of them was a baby. Okay, so. Should have put him in a carriage, you're saying.
No, that's normal for a baby.
You should have put him in a carriage.
Yeah.
I hear you. Good question. Why saying it's dark of Orchahu by a baby? They shouldn't have been Mayoshev either. They should have been lying down in a carriage or in a saddle. Okay? Right? The Gemara then says, Vahak Siv, this is by Abigail Ishas Naval Karmeli. It says, Vahayahi Rocheves Alachamor. She's riding on the donkey. It says, Vahyoredis Beseis Harhar, Vinay David Vanishim Yodim Lekrasa, and David's coming out to meet her. So there it says clear that she alone is riding on the donkey. So we don't have any men riding. We're not on a camel. We're on a donkey. Why rochev? The Gemara says hasam. We should be susa delayla orchahu. Well, she's riding at night. The pasuk says so. At night you got to be careful. It's much easier, safer to ride across as opposed to side saddle. The ibai im mishum yusus laleka. Maybe it wasn't fear of night, but mishum yususa the David ika. I guess she was afraid of David, so I guess maybe she's afraid of David. So riding, it's easier to run away. I don't know if she's on a
slope of the mountain.
Well, we didn't get to that yet. That's the next one. The ibai's aim of yususa the David leka. Maybe it wasn't fear of David. Mishum yususa the har ika. Well, she's riding on the mountains. Running on the mountains, you have to ride. It's obviously safer to ride across as opposed to side saddle. So that's why. So at least there's reasons. So the Gemara then says, "What about you? Just said the Torah went out of the way to say the words enena tahora and not using the word tameh. The Torah says the word tameh all the time. Will be oraisa miloksiv tameh. It doesn't say tameh. It's all over the place. It says tameh. Aval kol heicha dechi hadadi ninu. Any time that both lashonos are equal in length, mishtai b'lashon nekiyah, then you have to use lashon nekiyah." Right, air on the side of lashon nekiyah, but kol heichad nefishim ilin. But if the Lashon Nekiyah is too long, then Mishtai B'Lashon Katsara. Then you should use Lashon Katsara, which is weird, because then why over there, what, didn't you? So over there you didn't, because you needed a place or two to actually prove the point, to lose Lashon Nekiyah. So he says, B'Lashon Katsara Amar Avuna Amar Rav, Amar La Amar Avuna Amar Rav Shua Rav Mishon Rav Meir, La'olam Yishona Adam L'Talmido Derech Katsara. You should always teach your Talmidim in a short way. Derech Katsara, 8 minute off. Should always do it a short way as opposed to long. So if it's equal and it's not going to be a difference, then you do Lashon Nekiyah. If Lashon Nekiyah is too long, you should just do the regular Lashon. We just said a Sherry name to Torah. The Torah saved, went out, let's say, 8 extra letters, 9 extra letters, 10 extra letters, 16 extra letters. Well, we need a source somewhere. So I guess first you have to source it, and then you can go, then you can do the other limudim. Okay? The kol hecha del ki hadadi ninu mishtoi b'lashon kavod. Wait a second. Every time where it's Lashon Nekiyah, where they're equal, you should do the Lashon Kavod. V'harocheves v'yosheves d'chi hadadi ninu ka'amar rocheves. I guess yosheves and rocheves are the same thing. So why, I guess, again by Abigail, does it say rocheves? It should say yosheves. Well, we answered that already. But the Gemara says here, because rocheves ksiv. Rocheves is written without a vav. We could write yosheves without a vav also. I'm not sure that one, because why is that the question? We already explained it. We have three possibilities of Ibai Seima. We had Ibai Seima that was night, Ibai Seima because of David, Ibai Seima because of the mountain. That's why I wrote that way. Okay. I don't know. Hadnos, now the Gemara is going to bring another Maisa about speaking B'Lashon Nekiyah. Hanu Trei Talmid Habiyasi Kamei Derav. There was a Maisa where two Talmidim were sitting in front of Rav. Chad Amar Shavisinon Haishmaisa Kedavar Achar Misakman. This Shmua that I heard, this learning that I heard, it made me tired like a Davar Achar, like a pig. It made me tired like a swine. But that's not Lashon Nekiyah to mention this pig. V'chad Amar Shavisinon Haishmaisa Kigdi Misakman. It made me tired like a kid, like a goat. So v'lo ishtai Rav v'hadidah, and Rav didn't listen to the first Talmud because he didn't use Lashon Nekiyah. Right? Davar Acher is always like a euphemism to cover something up. That's not Davar Acher. We use this for Tashmish, for swine, for Bodhisattva. So Davar Acher should be using that language. Hanu Trei Talmid Nabi Yosef Kamei Hillel. There are two Talmidim that were sitting in front of Hillel. Chad minayu Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, and one of them happened to be Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Or the Amrile, that the Maisa took place with two Talmidim who came to Rebbe, who were sitting before Rebbe, the Chad Minai Rabbi Yochanan, and one of them would be Rabbi Yochanan, who was the first generation Amora, right? Chad Amar, and one asked the following question. You're talking about harvesting grapes and harvesting olives. So one said, Mipnei ma botrim b'tahara ve'ein moskim b'tahara. Why is it that we need tahor kalim when we collect the grapes, but we can use non-tahor when we take in the olives, right? So he says tahor and einor tahor. The Chad Amar once used the question as with Nei Ba'avot Mitahara Mosam Tuma. Why do we do the grapes tahara and with the olives Batuma, using the word tuma as opposed to einor tahara? So either Hillel or Rebbe, depending on which case you have, says Muftach Ani Bazeh. I'm certain that the one who says ein moskim b'tahara and he spoke in Lashon Nekiyah, Shemor Haro Yisrael. Eventually he's going to be a big posek in Yisrael, and then it turned out that he was either Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai or Rabbi Yochanan, lo habayam muatim achahora hora Yisrael. It came true. Rashi just says, v'mipnei ma botrim b'tahara, right, b'keilim tahorim, v'ein moskim b'tahara b'zesim akarim masika, v'ein sarkla moskim b'tahara, d'lo chashiv mohel hayotzmin lahakshir. The problem is that you have to make sure that the produce that you're picking doesn't become tame. So if the juices that come out are makshir the idol will be kabal tuma. So the juices that come out of the grape will be makshir the grapes will be kabal tuma. If they're in a tame kli, the grapes become tame. But the bosar, the liquid that's coming out of the oil, is not going to be something of chiyuta, and I guess you don't want it, and therefore it's not going to be makshir the zesim, and therefore even though if it's in a tame kli, not, the zesim weren't hukshar, they weren't susceptible to tumah yet, and therefore it doesn't make a difference if it's an atomic kli. There's nothing, they can't accept tumah. Even though we're giving all these cases for different reasons, it's good to understand the reasons behind them. Okay. Fine. We see here also that hora is taloi on midos tovos. Hora is not just to have to be the smartest person. You see, someone spoke with Lashon Nekiyah, both a clean, nice, sweet way, That's how he had the promise of becoming a posig. It's not just the person who's a huge Talmud Chacham and a Lamdan. He has to know how to speak and he has to know how to behave. That's also a prerequisite for becoming a Baal Harah. Okay. Hanu Tlosi Kahani. So we had these three Kohanim. I guess they were eating Karbanos in the base of Midrash. Chad Amar Lahu, one said to his friends, Higiani, I guess my portion of the Lechem upon him was so small, Kipul. It was like a sign of a lentil bean. That's how small it was. V'chad amar higiani kezayis. One said, oh, I got a kezayis worth. V'chad amar higiani, I got such a small shear. Kiznav halita'a. I got like the tail, right? How's the tail translate? Halita'a? A lizard, right? A lizard tail? Which is a sheretz. So he's speaking in Lushan, that's not nice language, staying in the base of Midrash. Batku acharav, so they checked after him, which is interesting. Umatzebo shemesh psul, and they found that he was puzzled for being gone. Tosos adds, Peirish Rabbi Mechanano, first he says, Tosos says, Peirish Rabbi Mechanano, right, Dabar avos kachavim, that they found the Dabar avos kachavim, kedeksiv l'kshimsa kameyam, upasl kahuna. I guess they said, a Kohen who served in that Beis Chonav, which was this other alternative Beis HaMikdash, right? Lo Yishamshu B'Mikdash. Ein Sarachlom Dabar Acher, Perso Borozara. Okay. So he they're checking after him. So the Gemara says, why are you checking after him? They all ask. We have, right, the Gemara says, V'Hatznan, don't we say, Ein Bokim in his Be'ach Lamala. Right? Once he's doing the Avod, you don't check anymore. You know, what you check for the shidduch beforehand, and then you're good. You know, when it goes, it goes. The time to check was beforehand, right? Rashi says, "Min mizbeach lamala, im shimish b'mizbeach, ain't sarach levdok lamala himenu. Dim lo hayaro lekuhuna, because he wasn't right lekuhuna by then. Lo hayumanich nosal shamish. He wouldn't be able to serve in mizbeach. Okay, that's that. So why are they checking after him? So Gemara says, "Lo tema shematz psul, ella ema shachatz psul." Don't say that they found psul, like a vodazara, that he was violated a vodazara. Rather say that they found him shachot psul, which means Rashi says, "Hu atzma hayigas ruach u'mevazei kachi shemayim." They just saw him being a mevazei. He was a holy guy. The ain roi l'shamish because k'nani lan avodah psul le'aron kohen she'ero modeh kulan. Right, he can't be a maguna. They saw in his behavior that he was just a davar maguna. But by saying, "Oh, shani hasu to you arid afshei," but you say no. When it comes to the shidduch, you don't check till you get married. Until something pops up and say, "Well, wait a second, we didn't know about this beforehand." Then you have to figure. So to you here also, you didn't check, but he opened the door, right? He was the one who opened the door by saying something to Dover Maguna that allowed us to check, and that's why he checked after him. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring another case. This case is very interesting and halachically difficult at the same time. So Hahu Arma'a Dave Salik V'Achel Psachim Yerushalayim. You had this Aramean, or you had this non-Jew, who liked to, you know, he was a troublemaker. He liked to go and partake in the Korban Pesach. He would, I guess, dress up and make a lila regel, join into a chabura, and he would eat the Korban Pesach. Right? He would eat Korban Pesach. And when he came back, he would say, he would scoff, and he would say, doesn't it say, "Ksiv zos chukas haPesach kol bein nechar lo yochal bo, v'kol ora lo yochal bo"? Now I have a bein nechar, now I have a non-Jew eat it. Well, it's not really what the pasuk means, but now I have a non-Jew eat it. V'anahu kachin v'shufrei shufrei, and I'm eating from the best of the best. I'm getting the prime part of the karbon, right? So Amra le Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiros, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiros says to him, wait a second, mikasafu lach me'alya? Are they giving you from the tail? The best part's the tail. Are they giving you from the tail? So Amar Lei, so the guy says back to him, "No, you know they're not." So Yehuda ben Maseiros says to him, "Kisalkich lahasam." Next year when you go, Eimaluhu, say to them, "Sifuli me'alya, give me from the tail. I want to eat from the tail." The tail of the calf. If there are two different animals you can use for the Korban Pesach. One of them, the tail goes on the Mizbeach. One of them doesn't. So it's a little confusing here. Like, why is he saying that? Maybe they would give him the tail. Right? Tosfos points out. Mikasafu lach afagav digdi enali akriva. If you give from the goat, the tail is not put on the Mizbeach. The idea is trying to trick him to ask for a portion that goes on the Mizbeach. Well, that's only true by the kevis, by the lamb, by the sheep. But if you use the gdi for the Korban Pesach, you do eat the tail. So he said most of the time they don't use the gdi, they use the kevish. So that's what he knew. Okay, so what happens? So Kisalik, when he gets there, Amalahu, he says to his Bnei Chavura, Ma'al Yasafuli, give me from the tail. Amrulay, they said to him, what are you talking about? Al Yilagavosalka. The tail goes up on the Mizbeach. What are you asking? Who is this guy? So Amalei Man Amalahachi. They asked him. They figured something was up. Say, who told you to ask for a tail? Amalahu. He says to them, none other than Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra told me to ask for a tail. Amru, my hide to come on. He says, what's the explanation? What's going on here? So Batku, they figured that Yehuda mistake. They figured something was going on. Batku Basrei. They checked after him. They asked the Aramahu, and they found that he was Aramra who cut luhu, and they killed him. What did he do wrong? He's not supposed to eat the Korban Pesach. He's Chayav Misa. What did he do to Chayav Misa? I said, give me answers. Because if he ate from it, that means he took a portion from somebody else, and therefore it's Geneva, and for Geneva, it's a violation of Shem Mitzvah's Nenioth and their Chayav Misa. Okay? To figure out why they were Katlua. Shochalei Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra. They sent back to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra. They said, Shalom Lecha Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra. Peace be with you, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra. Da'at ben Nitzivin. You're in Nitzivin, which is a town in Turkey, right, near the Kurdish area, according to Dr. Abramson, but your net, your trap, prusim Yerushalayim, is spread out to Yerushalayim. Wonderful. Why wasn't Rabbi Yehuda in Yerushalayim? Korban Pesach. What's he doing in the Tzivim? Tosos asked that. Right, says Tosos, Mikosu, says Rabbi Yehuda, we just finished that one line, says Rabbi Yehuda, ben Beseira, Shalo Alu L'Regel, why didn't he make Alu L'Regel? Says Yesh Lomar, Shalo Hayu L'Karka. Maybe he didn't have land, so therefore he doesn't have to make Alu L'Regel. Made the pasuk that the quotes over here. Later on, we'll learn that. Okay, Ozakein. Maybe he was old. Hayosh in Yochel Halak Miraglav. Therefore, he couldn't walk there. Depatim Pesach Mobriya. He's pasuk Korban Pesach. Inami Nitzivin. Nitzivin is Chutzlarts he. And therefore, you don't have to bring Korban Pesach from Chutzlarts. Where's that? Where's the source for that? Derech Chokah. The Chokah is a part of Chutzlar, it applies anywhere. If you're too far, you can't get there. Right? If you look in the Masorah Hashas, he quotes over here, he quotes the Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Aleph Mechelchas Korban Pesach, and the Mishnah Lamelech writes over there, Sov Davar Divrei Tosus Elu Mitrilasum Viatsofum Tzrichim Etzli Talmud. At the end of the day, everything that this Tosus writes, the Mishnah Lamelech says, requires an explanation for me. Doesn't understand. Because this whole idea also of that someone doesn't have karka, well, that means he's not chayav to make a Leel Regel. Who says that we still have to bring Korban Pesach? Like a woman is not chayav in a legal regal, she has to bring a Korban Pesach. So this whole thing, what's Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra not going in Yerushalayim?
And do we understand he wasn't in Yerushalayim? Because clearly he wasn't after Pesach when he saw the Aram men. The Aram men went home and said, look what I did. But it doesn't say that he wasn't in.
Yeah, it's a shochalei Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra. They sent to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra, you are in the Tzivin.
But that could have been after Pesach as well.
What do you mean, said?
I mean, there's millions of people in Yerushalayim.
That's so clear. But... not so clear. Clearly, the Rishonim and the Gemara is assuming that he wasn't in, and he wasn't there. Okay, Rav Kahana Chalish. Another story. Rav Kahana about speaking Lashon Nekiya. So, hold on a second. So here, also Tosla says Va'anach Din Meshufri Shufri. He just went in and he ate. Right. So Tosla says Mikan Ein Raya Shene Emanim Lechol Habalafanein of Omi Yisrael Ani. We normally do. If someone walks in and says, oh, "You have no idea. We never met him. I'm Jewish." Do we accept right away? Seems to be here that, yeah, because we just didn't ask this guy. The Gemara says, no, it's different here. The Shani Hacham, it might be different. The Rov Yisrael Hayu. Most people were Jewish, who came for Korban Pesach. Baslina Basarov Ruba. You go Basarov. Okay, so not so clear also how that works. If someone just appears before you and claims that they're Jewish, do we accept that or not? Rav Kahana Chalosh. Rav Kahana got sick. Now Chalosh usually means that he got really sick. Right, Shadru Rabban Rabbi Yeshua Breda Rav Idi. So the Rabban sent Rabbi Yeshua Breda Rav Idi to check in on Rav Kahana. But Amrulei Zil Bedok My Dine. Go check what's the situation. He's dying. Check. So Asa. So Rabbi Yeshua got there. Ashechei Dinach Nafshei. He saw that Rav Kahana had passed away. So Kare Lilavushei. He rent his garments. He tore his garments. So Ajili Kare Lachrosei Ubachi Vasi. Then he turned his cloak the other way so people wouldn't see, and he cried. Then he came back to the Chachamim, you know, I guess while he was crying. So Amr Lehi, so they said to him, Noach Nafshe, did he pass away? So Amr Lehu, so Yeshua said to them, Ana lo kamina, I didn't say that. Umotzi diba huksil, because a person shouldn't bring out, you know, say, be the bearer of bad news. It's not the best thing to say the bearer of bad news. Say, he didn't want to say it. Okay. Yochanan Chakokka. Yochanan de Chakokka, there's a machlokas here. Rashi says, Kinoi Hashem, it's a nickname. Rabbi Yochanan says Chokek, he used to etch, he was a sofer. Others say that Chokek is where the place where he came from. Okay? Nafak Likiryasa, he went down to, I guess, to the villages. Basically Rashi says here, Likiryasa Likvarim, Liros Betvuos. He went to check on the crops to see if the crops grew well. So Ki Asa, when he came back to the city, Amrulei, they asked him, Chitim Nasu Yachos, is there a good wheat crop? So Amrulahem, he says back to them, Saorim Nasu Yachos. It was a good barley crop. And barley, again, in those days, humans didn't consume barley. Barley was for the horses. Right? You didn't, nowadays, ooh, barley bread. But yeah, it was for the horses, right? Rashi says, Umichlal Dvar, bottom line, and to infer from his words, Shechitim Lo Nasu Yachos. But he didn't want to say anything bad in his mouth. The problem is, he amulate say ubaser l'susim l'chamorim. They told him, go tell the donkeys and the horses about the sorim. You didn't want to say it the wrong way. He still didn't say it the right way because we asked you about the chitim and you responded to us about horse feed. Why do we care about horse feed? Right, the saorim and the straw go to the horses. So mahabi lemeimar, what should have he said? Right, there's a source people say machla. They don't want to say bad things. There's a source for it. They don't want to say bad things. So mahabi lemeimar, what should he have said? He should have said eshtaked last year nasachitin yafos. Last year was a good wheat crop. Or he could have said inami adoshim the lentils, which is a human food, that was nasa yafos. That was nasa yafos. He tried, but he didn't get the right to say the right way how to say it in lashon naki. Okay, we will stop here. Pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow we start soft. So, all right. Have a good day.